You're listening to a Day1.fm show.
Pick My Brain is the podcast where founders pitch me their startup and I try to give them some useful advice so they can connect better with potential co-founders, investors, media, and of course, customers. My name's Alan Jones and I was a founder myself for about 15 years, and after that an angel investor for another 15 years, so yeah, old. Some of my ventures have been successful and some failed disastrously, but I like to think I've learned a thing or two along the way, and maybe some of that can help you. So if you'd like to learn how to tweak your pitch, subscribe to the Pick My Brain show now, wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Cafes, restaurants and takeaway last in July was our biggest category in terms of spend.
Welcome to FinTech Fun. FinTech Fun is a podcast where Australian fintechs come to share their stories.
Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the FinTech Fun podcast series, we've got Andrew Gretsch, CEO and co-founder of Crypto Spend. Andrew, thanks so much for being part of this series.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Andrew, Crypto Spend, the name sort of says it all, but let's talk about the iteration of Crypto Spend, how it all began, mate, going back to the early days.
Yeah, well, we're going back a few years now. It kind of started in the 2017 bull run. So I was actually at uni at the time. I was playing around with, you know, various cryptocurrencies and trading. And at that point in time, it was more like, you know, these cryptos are designed to be currencies, but at that time, it was more like a crypto commodity. So, you know, it wasn't very easily tradable at that point. It wasn't easily spendable at all. At that point, you had no cards in the market, and you had to wait days to actually access your gains. So Richard and I, my co-founder, were actually friends at uni at the time, and we decided to go out and build this, and we launched the first iteration in 2020. So yeah, it took a couple of years to build, but yeah, we finally got the first version live of it, of CryptoSpend, in 2020.
Excellent. And going back into 2020, which was a crazy year worldwide, globally, the idea of being able to spend your cryptocurrency everywhere, that first moment when the platform switched on and it was live, how did you feel?
Oh, it felt pretty surreal, I've got to tell you. But we didn't have anywhere near the sort of features that we have now. So like the Crypto Spend card, for example, that was the first thing that we wanted to do. But we actually didn't end up launching with that. We actually had to pivot at that point, because at that point in time, the regulation wasn't really up to scratch for any of the card providers to actually be happy with things like source of funds and, you know, proper AML controls. Like, the technology wasn't there in place at that time, and Visa and MasterCard weren't really there yet with crypto. So we actually had to pivot, and at that point our first product was just a crypto wallet where you could send your Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, XRP or Bitcoin Cash. You could send that to a PayID or a BSB account number or BPay biller. So you could basically get instant access, you know, in cash to your crypto, but it was sending it to your bank account in fiat. So it was this instant conversion, basically straight from your crypto wallet into your bank account. That's what the first version was.
And Andrew, when people talk about the adoption of cryptocurrency, mainstream adoption, people always have this argument. They say, oh, well, you don't buy a cup of coffee with your cryptocurrency, or you don't pay for your groceries with cryptocurrency, so therefore the mainstream adoption is there. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the reason why you've started the business, the reason why you're so excited, and the features that crypto spend can now allow a consumer to do?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of those first things are, why would you buy a cup of coffee with it? You know, that's because, you know, people are talking about, if the merchant accepts Bitcoin, for example, you're not going to send a merchant $4 and then pay a $8 mining fee. You know, in that case, it doesn't make sense whatsoever. But, you know, what we thought was really interesting, what we could do with this and how it works now, is that the merchant receives fiat, but then the consumer, so the crypto spend customer, is actually spending crypto. So at this point, if someone uses a crypto spend card and they've got, they're choosing to spend from the app, you can choose whatever crypto you want to spend that we have. Say you're choosing to spend Bitcoin, for example, the merchant will have no idea that it's coming from crypto. For them, it's just a standard Visa transaction. So they'll get fiat straight away. And our initial thought on this was just, you know, if you're looking to, you know, sell down some of your crypto holdings, why sell it in big chunks when you can just spend it as you need it? Does that make sense?
Yep. Yep. And from the merchant point, so you keep going.
No, sorry, continue.
I was just saying from the merchant point of view that they're none the wiser. They're just, it's a normal Visa transaction for them.
Yeah, it's a normal Visa transaction to them. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Speaking of Visa, can you talk about that partnership and how important that was for you?
Oh, well, it was extremely important to get our card out there as well. Our issuer is actually Novati. So they've been very helpful in getting, you know, helping us to get Visa over the line with this as well. Because when we were approved for this, there was only a couple of other cards internationally that Visa had approved. So they did their due diligence, especially around compliance and AML. But we got over the line with that now, so it's really good. And back to your first point, actually, cafes is actually our cafes, restaurants and takeaway last in July was our biggest category in terms of spend.
Right, there you go. It's the common spend that people do on a daily basis, I suppose, and that's probably why some people compare it to, like, well, I do this seven times a week, then or five times a week, then I don't use crypto, but obviously now you can.
Yeah, so, you know, actually it's really surprising for us to see as well, because we actually originally thought, you know, people would just use this for big purchases, you know, if they go and buy something from JB Hi-Fi or, you know,
private,
that's
going to
be our biggest category. Yeah, maybe not that. But we thought that's going to be our biggest category. But in reality, it's actually not. So, yeah, cafes, restaurants and takeaways is our biggest category. Well, that was in July. Supermarkets, grocery stores and convenience stores is the second, which is not far behind the first. You know, looking at that, and as part of supermarkets, Woolies is the most spent at. You can see that, you know, people are using this in their day-to-day lives. They're not just using it for just one-off purchases.
And Andrew, you talked about the last month's figures or July's figures. I mean, how has the business grown since inception of going live in 2020?
We've been growing quite well, actually, especially recently. So, tail end of last month, we launched a rewards program where, because, you know, crypto is a bit down at the moment, not as many people want to spend their crypto because it's a bit down at the moment. We recognize that. We have sort of, I wouldn't say pivoted, but we've sort of introduced a feature where you can get rewarded even if you're spending Aussie dollars. So currently now, if you spend, you can get 3% back in XRP on any of your purchases that you use on the crypto spend card.
Just to interrupt a little bit for the listeners out there, some people may not know what XRP is. Can you describe what that is?
Oh, XRP is just a crypto. It's a cryptocurrency. It's one of the,
yep.
It's in the top 10. okay. I think, by yep. market cap. Yep. And you get rewarded in that for your purchases, even if it's in AUD. So we're actually connected to the new payments platform. So you can deposit. You can deposit. You get your own pay ID. You get your own BSBN account number. And you can deposit into your crypto spend, you know, within seconds. So you don't have to actually use crypto to spend. You can use fiat to spend as well.
Right. Okay. Yep. And in terms of the competition here locally or even globally, is there someone that you look at offshore that you think, you know, you can model yourself off, or is there a little bit of competition here locally?
There is a couple of international players, a couple that are here as well. There's crypto.com and there's CoinJar. So crypto.com has had a card out since, you know, before us. But we've sort of differentiated it in a way where with the we've wanted to make it more easy and more accessible for people to actually get access to it. So with us, rather than waiting for a card to come, you can literally get started in 5 minutes and go to the shop and start spending, because we have instant push provisioning. So you can push it to your Apple Pay or Google Pay wallet.
Yeah, right.
Without actually having a physical card and start going right away.
There you go.
So that's been a pretty attractive thing so far.
And then putting the hat on, and then if we continue to catch up in 6 or 12 months' time, where do you see crypto spend? What are you working on now? What have you got a goal in the next medium term?
For the medium term, what have we got going?
Yes.
So, right now we've kind of slowed down on our product launches for now, and you know, focused on getting this out there. But you know, in saying that, we've still got a pretty long roadmap of things to come out with. In the next before the end of this year, we're going to be coming out with staking. So you can stake with proof of stake tokens. And we'll be releasing more tokens. So right now we only have 7 tokens that you can use, coins and tokens that you can use on the CryptoSpend app, but we're looking to expand that out much more. So there's much more diversity in what you can actually spend and buy and hold on the CryptoSpend app.
Very good. And Andrew, talking about yourself here for a second, and in regards to the co-founder of CryptoSpend that talks cryptocurrency most of his time, when you're not talking cryptocurrency, not talking product features and rewards, etc. What floats your boat? What do you get up to in regards to your downtime?
Well, I've actually since lockdown, I've taken up a new hobby, and that's golf. So I find that's it's a pretty good release. So you know, once you've been a bit stressed about everything, you know, just
you can
having
whack a ball,
a quick 9 holes, or just going to the driving range. I feel like that just releases so much more stress. Even though, if you're doing badly on the course, you might end up getting more stressed. But
yeah, that's right. It's a frustrating game. Now, in the time that you've taken up golf, do you think you've improved?
I definitely improved, but still got a long way to go. Definitely. Yeah. And long way to go.
Do you do the full 18 sometimes, or do you just get a chance only just knock out 9 holes?
Sometimes do 18, sometimes, but you know, that takes a while. So more often than not, just doing 9 and going to the driving range. And apart from that, when I'm not working, I'm not doing that. I'm spending time with friends and my fiance.
Yeah, excellent. And have you got a wedding date planned?
I do. It's next year in August, so it's literally a year away. So the countdown's on.
There we go. So I'll catch up with you in a year's time, and you'll be busy planning a wedding. And when I come down to Sydney and have a bite to eat or a cup of coffee, where would you take me, mate?
Oh, got to think, mate. There's too many places in Sydney that I could take you.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get around to that when you come down.
No, that's right. I'll be down soon. But Andrew, thanks so much, mate, for giving us an update on CryptoSpend, the background of what and why that you've started the business, the progress that you have achieved thus far, which I congratulate you for, and really look forward to continuing the conversation, catching up in the future.
Cheers, Chris. Thanks for having me.
For more information on Sub11, jump onto our LinkedIn or email me, chris@sub11.com.au. Thanks for listening.
Listen to the Unfunded podcast brought to you by the Day One Network and hosted by me, tech writer Joan Westenberg. We're sharing the no-holds-barred, untold stories from entrepreneurs who have decided to build a business on their terms. I'll be interviewing successful founders and operators on the grit and ingenuity it takes to build and scale independent startups without the support of traditional venture capital funding. Subscribe to the Unfunded podcast now, wherever you get your podcasts.